We got this, we got that.
What's up, everybody? You know what day it is. It's Two Times Tuesday.
We're taking the mic out, and we're here to shout. It's Two Times Tuesday, no doubt. I got Little Mermaid on with my shirt. It is here. Don't stop and flirt with the girl in
red. I thought he was going to use squirt. And I was like, oh my God, if you use the word squirt in this rap, it's over. Y'all, it is Tuesday. That means the Don't Tell Mom podcast is up. It's live. It's ready for you. We've survived another day in 2020, man. Let's celebrate. Go listen to the podcast. Check it out.
Woo.
Swipe up.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode.
This is what we do, by the way. What's up, guys?
You just got a little behind the scenes look there. What's going on?
I did not know that you had started the actual podcast.
I didn't really. I just thought, that's kind of a cool little way to intro instead of talking about Poison Ivy and wiping your butt with it.
Well, as you can see, I told a little fib there because I was saying on my Instagram post, like, it's already live, which obviously it's not. We haven't even done it yet.
That's called foreshadowing,
that's thinking. Called being responsible.
Yes.
Trying to get
the things you have to go through to get these podcasts to line up accurately.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's like second nature to us now because we've done so many. Colin, what episode are we on?
Oh gosh, episode 109, I believe.
109. Dang.
Another podcast where we don't tell Mom some of the stuff that we have already told her.
We need to get Mom back on the show at some point. I feel like the show needs Granberry. Let's try to set that up for next week. It'd be good to have Mom on and just see her take on 2020 and everything that's been going on.
And how freaking lucky she is to retire when she did out of the whole education systems. Can we just start off and shout out to all the... yes, the healthcare workers and professionals.
The teachers.
But the teachers right now having to come up with what is about to happen.
And not even knowing what's about to happen.
About to what's not happening. Yeah, like, I cannot imagine the stress that is involved with just the thought process, even if it is online for most places.
Can you imagine
places,
being a teacher, like, that's older with some health issues?
And, oh,
like,
my gosh.
You know what I mean? Like, what do you feel like? Are you going to lose your job if you refuse to go back because you're scared for your health? Are they going to make you open? Are they not going to fund you if you don't? What's going on, folks? This is scary because it's like, it's here. It's almost here.
Yeah.
We're in July. We're like almost in August. Isn't that when school starts?
Yeah,
August?
Well, our schools pushed it back to even September, I believe, for Gaines.
This is her kindergarten, right?
Yes.
This is like the beginning. Like, this is the
riding,
way to kick off.
Riding the bus for the first time.
Oh.
Masks are required everywhere except when you are, I think, in the classroom at your desk, but you're still 6 feet apart. That's what I'm worried about.
They probably
about.
Have, and, like, things on your desk to block you, right?
Like... The emails and the documentation that we've been receiving based on all this just makes me worry. It's just, there's different stages. There's like stage one, stage two, stage three, and stage four is online only. But stage three is you alternate coming in, you know, a certain group comes in the morning and then they sanitize and then a certain group comes in the afternoon. And then stage two is, I believe, like you wear your masks anywhere you go except at your desk, and then stage one is wear your mask walking in. I don't know the actual details, but just the fact that there's
that you're even having to do this is crazy.
Yes, it's insane. So, and then on top of that, you got to think about the teachers and like what are they thinking right now.
Well, I've seen the protests. You got people, it's not just about the kids from what I understand. I mean, and this is just what I'm hearing on the news and stuff. Like, I saw the protesters that are like, life before lessons. You know, like, moms are scared. It's the families that you're going home to, especially if you have multi-generational families that your kids are going to school. You're sending them to school, and then they could come home and bring it to you. It's not that you're so worried about your child being sick, which there are children that get sick and can die from this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
But it's the fact that they can still carry it around. Mm-hmm. And so for them to carry it back to your house and then infect your grandma or whatever, that's kind of, I think, the biggest fear.
Yes.
That would be my biggest fear.
Well, and even to take it a step further, with Mom being in the administrative position, she was the assistant principal and then the principal for many years, like, her responsibility
yeah.
to mandate and regulate all of that from the top down, you know, talking to the superintendent. And yeah, she was the top tier, the top dog that everybody would be going to. She would be losing her damn mind right now.
And then for her to be scared to have all these faculty and kids coming back, and just to have the faculty come back with, you know, these 25-year-old fresh teachers all the way up to older teachers, and then my mom being in an older, you know what I mean? And God, I just can't imagine, like, what these folks are going through. They do not get paid enough. No. I saw something the other day. It said, all right, teachers, now's your time. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, now is your time, because I've never agreed with a meme more than this. Money. Start homeschooling, $600 a month or whatever, and do it for a maximum of 10 children, and start school. And you've just gotten a $100,000 raise.
Set up a Patreon to where you upload, like, lessons for a premium. Yeah, you could do the public, you know. I'm serious. You can do all this homeschool virtual stuff.
Yeah, online class is only $50 a course. If you're coming to my house to do it in person, it's $100 a course. Or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, seriously, y'all need to get with the business and experts.
If you want the cheat sheet, join the Patreon.
Who majored in teaching and minored in business? We need you to step up, and we need to figure out how you're going to capitalize on this and make some money, because teachers really do not get paid enough. We saw it our whole life, you know.
Yeah, the work versus reward was not there.
No, not at all. Geez. But now's your time to shine, teachers. Why don't y'all get it together and go ahead and say? Because there's a lot of parents, I imagine, that are uncomfortable with their kids going back to school because they're scared of what's going on, which hopefully, you know, there'll be a cure and vaccines and all that stuff, which, you know, we've also heard on the news they're coming, they're breaking out with these new vaccines that are working. Mm-hmm. So that's good. But as for right now, we have to be able to adapt. And the fact that, like you were saying, there's these different stages for our community. But what if your community is different than, like, let's say in Georgia, okay, Alabama. Yeah, right. The way Alabama is going to do it is different than the way Georgia is going to do it.
Exactly.
But then you have a company that has a business that's in their business and their business model throughout all of their locations. There's one in Alabama and there's one in Georgia. Well, how did they then have to be flexible with the schools. They have to work with the school system so their employees can come to work on this week but can't come to work this week. Uh-huh. Can't come to work. You know, as you go back and forth, like, it really, it goes out to everybody. You're I feel like it branches out to, like, the businesses and how are you going to be able to go to work. My new store hours, if you own your own business, my new store hours are Monday through Friday this week, but then close this week, then Monday through Friday this week.
Right.
Like, I just don't understand how it's all going to work. I say just close it down.
To sanitize in between.
I say let's just close it down until there's, like, vaccines and everybody's safe and, like, we know that we have cures and, like, why can't we
but
just...
But then you got, like, the economy
schools
that's
going to... Schools out forever.
Well, and it goes to, like, my mental state as a parent. I would always dread school starting back because we just brace for sick kids, because it's inevitable that the snot and the slobber and the spit gets slopped all over the place, and so it's like, okay, well,
you already know it's coming.
You know it's going to happen in general, as far as just like this typical cold or fever or cough or whatever, sniffly nose. But now this is on like a whole life changing level, and it's just so.
It might actually be better because they are wearing masks.
Oh yeah, no, totally. That's the whole.
And that they're being conscious of it. Like, don't lick that belly.
And everything is getting, like, double extra sanitized. I saw a couple memes going around, and it's so crazy how history repeats itself. They weren't memes. They were actual pictures of the 1918, I think it was Spanish flu that broke out.
Mm-hmm.
And there were pictures of baseball teams fully wearing masks, medical masks, and, like, farmers wearing masks. And it was like, 1918, this all happened. The same thing happened where the whole... society, which is just
can we get that business model? Like, what happened?
Mind blowing to think that many years ago somebody had the whereabouts or the thought to be like, well, maybe we should wear masks, you know, like, because back then we didn't have the technology or the social media or everything.
And knowing that, doesn't it just kill you to know that in the beginning of all of this, they were like not recommending masks?
Yeah,
that blow your mind. Crazy. Like, wait. Well, what? You said don't wear a mask? Like, I don't understand why we wouldn't wear a mask. Anyway, it's a lot, Colin. It's a lot. But right now, forget about school. School's still out for the summer. It is still summertime. And summertime in your family means birthday for Brooks.
Tell me about it. This was, speaking of mask wearing in public places.
It's a different birthday, wasn't it?
It was a different birthday. It was kind of crazy. It was one of those nerve-wracking experiences. We got invited a couple weeks ago from the Great Wolf Lodge, which is over in Georgia. When you mentioned Georgia earlier, I was like, oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an indoor water park. And first thing you think of when you think of that is like, are you crazy? Like, why would we go to an indoor water park? But they have a whole list of regulations and rules. And
can it travel by water?
Things. I don't know. There were several times when even I would come up out of the water and I would just go... And, like, you would see in the glimmer of the sun just spit and water fly, you know, even extra far. But I'm like, there's chlorine, right?
Snot rockets, yeah, that, right?
And Brooks is just, you know, yeah. I just spit all it. We need to sanitize this.
Does it travel through pee?
I don't know.
Did you know there's kids being in that bowl?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was so nerve-wracking, but Great Wolf Lodge has done a great job. And they even said before we went, we had a whole two-page essay of ordinances that we had to read about all their new things they had in place. They had everything marked, and they had people literally stationed wiping down everything after mm-hmm. you walked into the door. Somebody would hold the door open for you. You weren't touching anything. One family per elevator, and hand sanitizer stations set up at every stop that you could think of possibly. And
Make you feel good when there's actually hand sanitizer. Like, sometimes I walk in somewhere and their hand sanitizer is empty, or like there's no more of those little wipes to, like, in the grocery store. And I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Good though that they made sure it was safe and you felt safe.
Anywhere when we weren't in the water park area, we had to wear our masks walking around the lodge area.
So you felt safe doing it?
I felt safe. It was still just so weird. The fact that our kids asked to wear their mask, like, okay, well, where's my mask? I gotta put on my mask. I don't want to catch the virus. Or like,
that's like the new thing.
It's really strange. And then, like, in the pool, there's times when things would get close with other people and you're like, oh gosh, I don't know,
stay away from my baby.
And Brooks would, like, pick up a toy and start to, like, pour it over his mouth. Like, I'm like, no, stop. It's just like, you don't know, but you've got to be cautious still. Yeah. So I don't know. I felt like in some of the pictures and stories that I posted, it looked like one of those articles from one of the Florida beaches that you see where it's like, nobody's paying attention to COVID. But behind the scenes, these people were, like, doing everything they could. They're running at 50% capacity. They would only let certain people. There was a line to get into the wave pool because they were head counting. And after two people left, two people could go in.
Oh,
as opposed to, it used to be just wave pool, everybody was in.
Yeah, yeah.
So they
did
kept
they check
it regulated.
Your temperature and stuff when you came?
You had to fill out a form before you went,
okay.
Either online or when you got there, a health check form.
Just to say, like, no, I haven't had a fever. No,
right.
I haven't been sick.
Yeah, exactly.
And hopefully there's people, like, people are responsible enough to be like, if I was feeling bad, even though I was really excited about this trip, if I didn't feel good, maybe I should go in and sit this one out.
Well, and even on the last day, they have somebody standing there, and when you walk out of the water park, and if you don't have a mask on, to come back into the lodge area, they say, sorry, you can't enter back in here without a mask on. And on the last day, I was like, you know, I need a couple extra masks just for backup. I'm just going to walk out with my mask in my pocket and then get me a few extra go masks.
I can't say that I haven't done that. Like, well, I have one, but they'll give me one.
Yeah, I'm just going to get a couple free ones here. And they're those medical ones, you know, that are a little bit easier to get on and off.
Yeah.
Quick and easy access. So I snagged a couple of those on the way out.
That's what I did. I know the cloth ones are supposed to be good too, but I got those medical ones and literally I bought like a 20 pack of them. And so I'll just, you know, I don't go out that much, so it's like I haven't even gone through half that box yet.
Target's got some good kid ones for kid sizes.
I saw something funny about Target where they had like a mirror to where you could try on the mask before you buy it. And I was just like, think about that. Just think about that for a second.
Yeah.
That made me a little weary. I was like, I'll just do my disposable where it's like fresh, clean out of the pack every time. You know what I mean? I'm good with my, I got Corey one of those Target ones, but.
It's like putting on a hat or something. It's like, how much lice does that hat have in it? Or like the, during Halloween, like putting on those scary masks and they're still a little bit sweaty from the last person that was wearing them.
Still warm.
What are Halloween stores going to do this year?
I don't know.
There's going to be like every business model has to adjust and adapt, and that's just crazy. But no, it was a good trip. It was a freaking blast. I'm still trying to reel it all in and recover.
Well, did Brooks have fun? Forget about you.
Yeah, Brooks absolutely. Like now that he puts his face under the water and he can swim, like the lazy river was like a whole new, it was like a treadmill river.
Yeah, because y'all have done this before. Y'all have gone to the Great. Yeah. I remember y'all went before, and so I was wondering, and he was three then, right? Or maybe two?
Three and couldn't hardly swim. And
I was going to say, what's the big differences?
This year, literally.
3 to 4.
And didn't wear his puddle jumper unless we were in the wave pool.
What's a puddle jumper?
You know, a little life vest type, you know, flotation device.
Okay.
But when we were in the lazy river last year, it was like he had to stay with us and he couldn't because he was having to float. But this year he's actually tall enough to touch and he can put his face in. So he was literally diving under the waterfalls and like that thing isn't lazy at all. It's got a zip to it. And it was like a treadmill trying to keep up with the kids. And then you're trying to dodge people and all this and that.
Keep your social distance.
Oh my gosh. That's the other thing. It's like just. There's some people that don't get it. Like me and Katie were like, y'all have to look like there was circles on the ground that said, you know, stand here for it to wait in line for ice cream or whatever. And we were like holding out our arms. We're like, see, this is how far if somebody comes up to you in the pool and wants to talk to you,
don't stay this far away.
Stay this far away from them. So, it was,
you can wait.
It was so interesting. The other fun part was the water slides. Brooks. Yeah.
So he was he scared before and now he's like fearless,
no,
huh?
That's all he wanted to do.
Okay.
And these things zip.
That's your son right there.
Yeah, he loved the freaking water slides.
I was looking at pictures. He's just so much like, he looks like a little man now and instead of a little baby.
He's like,
my little bee dog. He's growing up so much, so fast.
There's one part in this water park where you can, it's like a tree house or something. It's like a water house. Like everything's got hoses and apparatuses that squirt out from under it and over it and
like
all this
splash
stuff.
Pad stuff.
Yeah, but it goes over the lazy river. And so there's like one part that's like a bridge, but it's also got like shooters that you can like, it's got little hoses. And you know how when you put your thumb over the end of the hose, it'll like really get going. And at one point I was up there like a little 5, like a little 10-year-old just nailing people in the face. I was like, these people don't see it coming. And they would just be lazy rivering along. And then I would just, they're like, ah! I felt bad because some of them had like little.
Did you like duck down?
No, I would just like sit there and smile. And like, because this is part of it. But then on the other.
You came to the water park. You're going to get wet, buddy.
Yeah, so then on the other part of it, there's this teeter-totter bucket. Like a it's like a 5-gallon bucket essentially, and it's got a water faucet that goes into it. And after it gets to a certain weight or water distribution, it'll tump over into the lazy river. And it does it on a, you know, recurring basis. But what I would do is I'd go over there and I'd reach my arm out way over the rail and I would hold it there so it wouldn't tump over. And I'd let that thing get way full. And then I would watch people. I would watch people come up under the bridge, and if you time it just right, you would hit somebody in the head, and it felt like they would just like disappear underwater because it's like a ton of bricks that just lands on top of them. And the lifeguard was sitting there watching me. I did it for about 10 minutes straight, just letting this bucket fill up and letting it, like, not letting it tump over on its own so it wasn't as powerful.
Who are you nailing with these big
anybody that was, like, just looking – Like, they were just...
It's a little too dry. Looking a little dry, bud. Here you go.
Well, they had to, like, curve just right into this one little spot. And that was just, like, oh, my God. It was, like, freaking target practice. Just, but there was this one time where you just... I nailed this girl in the head.
A Karen.
And she just, like... her whole head just went underwater. I was like, oh, damn. Did I just make her drown? Like, I didn't know. I was like, she gonna come back up? Because she just went, boom. And the boyfriend or husband or whatever, like, gave me, like, the look. He, like, looked up. He's like, what the hell was that? Oh, good. And I was just sitting there just smiling. Because by the time he had
kicked off. I can see just, like, peering over, like,
yeah. By the time they have to get out of the lazy river and everything, I'd be gone, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun though. I felt like a little kid.
So what, they looked up and saw you, the boyfriend looked up and saw you, he was about to come after you.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But and then on the flip side of that, me and Katie would go with the kids, and then there was like some teenagers up there squirting everybody, and I'd pull my float up and hide behind it like a shield so they couldn't get me.
Mm.
And then one time I got Katie and I pinned her arms back like this and I held her up like,
get her,
and all the kids were like, get her, and she's like, no.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it was a fun time though.
Poor Katie. Poor yeah. Katie.
They hooked us up with a cabana, like
that's cool.
One of those, you know, like we had
privacy. I saw that actually on your Instagram where it said like, this cabana has been sanitized mm-hmm. for your enjoyment.
Yeah, so that was nice because usually we just have to find a table.
Yeah.
And like, we actually had
a place to put your stuff down and
go lay down and let the kids chill.
Right.
Yeah, so it was fun. Just had to sanitize every two seconds and all that. But yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Brooks. I'm glad that he had a good time. Sounds like you had more fun than he did dunking people.
I love a good water park.
That's
yeah.
awesome too that his birthday is in the summer. I mean, hopefully all this corona stuff is going to be passed by next summer, right? And like, we're going to be back to normal life, because I can't stand to think about my kids not being able to enjoy these things normal, like let's play. You know,
yeah,
like
the
playground, like all these things. Like, I want my kids, especially now that Sophia is right at that age where she's two.
Yeah.
Or almost two, and she's, like, ready to party. And it's like, I want to take her to do all these things, but I'm nervous. Like, just taking her to the playground makes me really nervous because it's the playground. It's like, I don't see anybody out there sanitizing anything. You know, like, what's really going on? But to take her to the splash pad, I feel a little safer doing that. You know what I mean? Like, because it's, like you said, chlorine and it's water, and I just don't feel like... I don't know. It doesn't make me as nervous taking a splash pad. But to think that, like, if this carries on and we have to forever from now on, like, wear masks and not, you know what I mean? It's just going to be, really sad for me.
Yeah.
I'm already really sad for Gaines, just knowing that she's supposed to start school this year. And Gaines is the kind of kid that, like, I'm sure she's really excited about school. Like, she, see, like, her, I just feel like she's kind of like Katie, and
the,
like,
I imagine
she's gonna be like
the...
with the pencils in the backpack, and she's like ready and like her first day outfit and like
totally
the school bus. So to, like, I don't know, for that, those memories to be you know, kind of tainted by this.
Well, and for the people that work from home and the people that don't work from home, I mean, it's like you can't get a babysitter necessarily right now either, because COVID and like childcare or not babysitter, but like, you can't take them to a daycare because you know, it's like, if schools are closing down, then we're gonna be in charge of like setting them up online. Like, it's just going back to the whole beginning of all this when it first started at the end of the school year.
Yeah.
And we're just taking deep breaths, like, how is this going to work with what we do, you know, this, that, and the other. But, it's going to be telling here in the next few months. And even and the bottom line, even still, after all this, after all these years, is that nobody knows what the hell's going on with COVID still.
Nuh-uh.
Everybody's like, oh, we got
it's
this.
Flaring
oh,
back
we got
up.
That. Oh, Dr. Fauci don't know. No, like. Prison. Nobody knows.
I believe Dr.
what
Fauci
the hell.
Knows more than I like. Well, I have a big
he's
crush
like,
on him.
He's flip flopped a couple times too.
Yeah,
back and forth. But it's just nobody knows.
It's like walking on eggshells to talk to people because everybody's got such strong opinions one way or the other about it. I think that he literally is just walking. He doesn't want to like get fired for telling him his honest, you know, professional opinion, and he doesn't. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. One thing that I am excited about, and I'm pretty sure is going to happen because because of the new cases and the coronavirus has not gone away yet like we were hoping it would, and because there is no like end in sight yet for this, is that the governments and the powers that be are supposed to be meeting this week about another stimulus check.
Yes, another one.
I know that some people are like, we don't need it. Some people are like, please give it to me. But
and this is just one of those that you just received. You don't have to file anything,
no.
Right?
No, like the last one. And yeah. Not everybody received the last one because you have to be within a certain pay.
Yeah,
like you
right.
have to be like under $150,000 a year, which we are, like my family is. So we got one, and it's awesome because my husband's Canadian, and he got one too. And I was like, what?
Nice.
We didn't think he was going to get one because he's like, you know.
We got one as well, I believe, and we didn't expect it. It was like at the very end. I was like, whoa, Donald J. Trump signed this?
What?
What is this?
A letter from the White House? So important.
It's like his signature's kind of weird, and I don't know if this is true or not.
I don't know if that's for real his, but it's like a computer generated. But yeah, so that's one of the things I've been following. I don't know about the people that are listening, but I figured maybe some of you out there are interested in this. And this is what I know.
Happening, yeah.
So this is what I know so far because I have been following it. I want more money. I want, like, if anybody's going to give me some money, I want it. So,
right.
Yeah, because I want to put a fence up in the backyard, and I was like, this would be fence money, right? Because, like, we just haven't been able to justify it yet. But if we got stimulus money, you know, that we wouldn't normally get, we would be able to do these things that we wouldn't normally do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's the point, put money back into the economy and go out to Home Depot and buy the DIY stuff and all the things that the people did on the last stimulus check. So, what I know is that they're supposed to be meeting this week, and they're supposed to be finding out, like, I guess they, was it Congress or whatever, they go on. Or maybe it's the Senate. I don't really know the branches or whatever. But I know that they're meeting this week to talk about it. And there's like the Senate, the House, and then the White House, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you got like the Republican-run Senate, the Democratic-run House, and then the White House. And all of them have to agree on the terms of this stimulus package, which small businesses I know are going to get some money, which is good because those are the ones that need it. And then like unemployment, people that have unemployment, they've been getting an extra $600 a week. And so they might or might not still get that. And then like we all know that's familiar to everybody is the $1,200 check that they just hand you. And then if you have children, you know, you'll get more. And if it's every adult. And so anyway, that's what they're talking about this week. So hopefully they're going to give out some more money. I know the House wants to give even more money to everybody. They want to give $1,200 per person plus $1,200 per kid, which I have another kid now. cha-ching. But I think the Republican side is not going to go for that. But if you do get $1,200, like the last stimulus, everybody got $1,200 plus $500 per kid. And so that might happen again. It might stay the same, or it could be less. You know, I don't know. They might only give $1,000 a person or whatever. But it's kind of crazy to me, like how, you know, in different parts of the world, in different parts of the country, like $1,000 or $1,200 stimulus to somebody that lives in New York and pays $5,000 a month for a studio apartment versus $1,200 a month down here, which pays half my mortgage.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if, like, how,
where's
you know.
All this coming from again? It brings
right.
up
so
that
then,
whole question. Like,
yeah, then it's like, so then we're just going to be in debt. Like, we're just printing the money, but we don't really have the backing for it. I don't really know the ins and outs of it, but.
And then I think this is similar. I'm trying to find this text we got, but we got a link to something through our tax people about a personal loan you can apply for. It's one that you have to apply
and pay back.
Is that what something like
small
that.
Business loan.
Yeah, so we're looking into that too, trying to figure that all out. But so anybody listening, maybe you even know this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always weary, especially now, the way our brain thinks about anything that says loan, but this says unforgivable loan.
Unforgivable. Forgivable means you don't have to pay back.
So you don't have to pay back this loan.
That's
forgivable
the PPP
loan.
Line.
That's what it is. The PPP. Yes.
Yes. It's the It's the
personal. I was just trying to find the text. I can't find it. But
it's Paycheck Protection program.
Yes.
Something like that. Paycheck Protection Program. So basically what happens, and I know about this too.
If you're self-employed,
you can get a $10,000 forgivable loan. So what you could do is you can file it through a bank or through PayPal does it. Amazon was doing it. It just depends on like who's open to doing it or whatever. But right. It has to be through like a bank. And you apply. I applied for it and they told me no. But you apply for it and you get, if you get approved, if you're a small business, which you probably do it because y'all are a small business. And
you have at least one employee.
And you have at least one employee, but under 500 employees, but you have to use the money for 70%. It was on this last expenses. Package. It was like 70% was for paychecks.
For paychecks.
So for your pay. Okay. So like right. whatever, like say you and Katie are each get $10,000 a year, mm-hmm. right? So if you get a $10,000 loan, you have to give yourself and Katie both money to protect your paychecks. Right? Or like
right.
your two employees, you have to pay them their normal pay every month or use that loan to pay them right. to keep them employed.
And there's no, like, is there an interest or, like, that's anything with the loan in it, even though it says forgivable in the front of it, and mm-hmm. I'm like, forgivable loan, but what's the catch?
Well, the catch is that you have to use it for what it's designed for, which is payment, which is paychecks.
And you have to prove it.
And then you have to prove that you used it for paychecks. And then the other 30%, I think it was 70-30, the other 30% can be used for, like, if you own a commercial, for your expenses, like your rent, like your
right,
like
exactly.
the rent for
utilities
your facilities, utilities,
yeah.
things like that to keep the lights on. So y'all would totally. I'm surprised you didn't do it last time because I'd have taken that
free
money all
it's
day.
It's just like the word, like I said.
I applied for it. They didn't give it to me, but you can't. Like I've had a run in with the law before, and so you can't have that. You can't
right,
have
right.
any kind of offense, but. But y'all haven't, so y'all would be fine.
We totally looked into it one day, but then
you have to get it before the money runs out,
right?
So last time, like, the money ran out, then they gave it some more money, that money ran out. This time around, you just need to, like, be paying attention to, like, when you can do it. I think they've actually already opened it back up for small business loans, because I saw something
they have,
the
and that's why we got that text from our tax people saying y'all can
apply
for this. And
yeah.
They were going to do
you
it
You can do
for
it through
us.
PayPal.
Well, they were going to do it for us and file it for us and all that. And I was like, well, that's...
Why pay them
why
to do
pay
it
them
when
to
you can
do
it yourself?
Can do
I
it.
Can do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like,
you can do that.
Know.
You can get it. I did get approved for an EIDL loan. And they gave me $1,000. Just here you go. Here's $1,000. But that's the EIDL advance. And then I did not get approved for that loan either. But hell, I was going to try, you know, and
yeah.
see. So, because, you know, the business, like, business is affected. So, anyway, you go and you try to do that, and that one you do have to pay back. And it's just, like, they were going to give me, and I said no. They did give me the loan. And I ended up saying, like, no, I don't want it. But you have to pay it back with, like, a certain percent. And you don't have to start making payments back on it for a whole year.
See, that's just...
But it was like a low percent. That's the EIDL. But they do give you the advance regardless if they were going to give me $9,000 or something. That's what they said, hey, we're going to give you a loan for $9,000 for your small business. And I was like... And then I looked at all the paperwork and like the fact that I don't know where I'm going to be next year and... To start making payments back towards it, like what would I even need it for now? I was like, yeah, I'm not even going to do this. Like, and
yeah.
so I denied it. But in the meantime, while I was applying, they just put $1,000 in my account,
huh.
and that doesn't have to be payback. So that was cool.
It
but,
just seems
so thank
like
you
there's,
for that. But,
there's something there's a catch under even underlying all that. We'd follow the rules as far as payment and
mm-hmm.
Like what it is allocated for. But
yeah.
I'm like, this is just, they're going to get you with something to make some money somehow.
No,
but I guess they're
the
just assuming that a lot of people
do.
Are going to go freaking apply for it, get it,
yeah.
and then go on a vacation
well,
or something.
Well, no. I mean, seriously, no, Colin, you're like exactly what these loans are designed for small businesses.
Yeah.
So that's not, I wouldn't be worried about that because you actually do. You have to have an EIN number. You can't say, oh, I'm a small business and not actually have a LLC or a business established, like a business license for, which y'all do, right? You have an EIN number and tax ID and all that. So you have to actually be a business. But this is like, you're actually what this is designed for. So small businesses like you that only have a, two employees.
I know a guy that recently, the first time around, he applied for this and it says, you know, you have to have it for payroll, this, that, and the other. And he had to let go of all of his other employees, but his wife was working another job or wasn't working a job at the time. She was just a stay-at-home mom. So he put her on his payroll to
allocate, give her the money.
To give her the money, which essentially went into their bank account together anyway. Uh-huh. So he was just recycling, kind of like what we would do. I mean, because we're on the same team as far as working together. So she was on the payroll. She was doing like secretary work, quote unquote. For him.
But did he add her to the payroll after the fact? Like, where you and Katie are on the payroll for yourself?
Yeah,
for
no,
your
I think
business.
It was like
it was before
he had
actually,
it all set up right. But just to like get the money, get the $10,000 or whatever it was the first time around. I was like, oh, that's smart. Like, you got a work from home mom. That's,
well, it's designed for that. What it's not designed for is these big ass companies like Ruth's Chris that are just taking it, and Harvard Law School that are just taking this money and just to like. They're taking millions of dollars and then ended up giving it back because it's like, well, this isn't actually for us. This ain't for you, Ruth's Chris. This is for mom and pop and small businesses like it's actually designed for your kind of company.
Well,
you know,
shit, so. I need to look into that again then. I just kind of got overwhelmed with it and I was like, oh, but yeah, no.
Now, there is, it says that it's forgivable. That doesn't mean that it's forgiven. Like, and I'm sure it probably will be, but they worded it that way, like as you... You might have to pay this back, but it's probably going to be forgiven, right? It's probably going to be like, oh, you don't have, like, more like a grant than it is a loan, right?
Right.
So, anyway, I could actually tell you all that because I've read up on all that kind of stuff.
Need to look into that.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
But,
like I said, money. If you go on, like, the Small Business Administration website, they've actually got tons of jobs that they're offering for people to work remotely, which I was telling our sister about this, that, like, they need more people because so many people, I mean, just imagine all the people that are out of work and that are filing unemployment and that are applying for these loans, like, they have so much more work that, you know, normal, like, say somebody that does this on a normal basis has, like, 100 in a month that come and apply. Now you got 10,000 in a month that come in. You need more hands on deck. So they're actually offering jobs to work from home and stuff like that, helping, like, calling, answering the calls and... you know, people that have, I guess, business licenses and, I mean, business degrees and are business savvy. I'm sure you have to, like, you have to be knowledgeable in this kind of stuff in order to, like, tell people. But my sister actually does that. So I was telling her she needs to look it up to go work for them for this period of time that they need this extra help because that's exactly what she does is, like, qualifies people for mortgages and, and, like, loans and stuff like that. Speaking of, we're actually talking to somebody. We're trying to take advantage of this coronavirus because there is some good. There are some silver linings, y'all, like this. So we're trying to take advantage of it because of the housing market and what's going on right now with the mortgage rates. The mortgage rates are actually the lowest that they've been in 50 years. So we are we're going to try to refinance our house. And I think that Corey did the math, and it's like over the course of the loan to refinance it from like, I don't know, 3 or 4%, whatever we're financed for it now, it's going to drop it like a percent. And so over the life of the loan, it's like $50,000 or $100,000 that we're going to end up saving over the course over the course of our mortgage, which we're planning to stay at our house. If you're going to sell your house, that wouldn't make any sense. Like our mom, she's about to start trying to sell her house, and she was thinking about refinancing it, and she was like, "Well, that doesn't make sense because I'm about to sell it, so it doesn't make sense for her." But like they are refinancing, I don't know if you know this, but our mom is, I think, refinancing, the house that she's in now. Speaking of the devil, look who's calling me. It's my mom.
We just started this saying we needed to, get her on.
I mean, and look at her with her mask on being responsible. Hey mom, we're on the Don't Tell Mom. You hear her laughing? Hey.
I'm driving, so at least it's dangling.
She's driving she's driving with her mask on. She's one of those.
She's got that new look.
She's got that new look. Hey, Mom, we're podcasting, and I'll call you back.
Well, wait, what's she going to say?
Yeah, what do you got to say? Say hey to the podcast.
Hey, everybody. I'm looking for pendant lights cheap.
Pendant lights. What kind? Like,
dangly down pendant lights.
I got the Twinklies. I got two of them.
Colin was just about to put some on Facebook Market. You are in love.
Yeah.
Look at that.
They got the. They got clear glass. Are they just to hang down over the island or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got two of them. We never did use. We were going to use them in Brooks's room a long time ago.
See, Mom, we were just talking about your house, how you're about to list it for sale, and talking about the mortgage rates and the with the coronavirus, the silver lining of the coronavirus, if you will, is those low mortgages.
I'll sell it to somebody.
You're going to sell it to somebody. Price. Hey, y'all, Mom's house is about to go on the market, so if you're looking for a house in Alabama, be on the lookout. So, Mom, next week we're going to get you on the podcast. We were just talking this morning about how we need to get you on.
I ain't got time for podcasts. I love y'all, but I ain't got time.
Hey, you know what you do have time for? Not being a principal at school.
That's right. And I am so glad I am not a principal at a school at this time in this world.
Do you have any suggestions or advice for anybody that's dealing with this new school year with the uncertainty of the virus and the pandemic? Do you have any words of encouragement or advice for anybody that is a educator in today's world?
Well, all I can say is just pray that everybody makes it through safely. Teachers, administrators, on the front. Bus drivers, lunchroom ladies, all of that. I just pray for them every day.
Yeah.
Worried, sick about, of course, the children. And I just think that this too shall pass. But in the meantime, it's scary times, folks.
Scary times. You got out just in the nick of time, didn't you, having to come up with a whole new plan?
I'm telling you.
You'd have quit.
I would have quit.
Well, thank God you're retired and you don't have to, but we love you, and we'll get you on one of these days. Don't worry.
Okay, call me.
Say bye to everybody.
I'll send you
podcast.
A pic of the pendant lights. I'm going to text Katie now and see if she can send them.
Yeah, I need pictures. Yeah. Thank you. I love you.
All right, love you, Mom. We'll call you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Don't tell her.
I literally FaceTime, and it's very irresponsible for both of us that we FaceTime each other while we're driving, and we just set the phone down. So 99% of the times when I talk to my mom, I'm looking right up her nose.
I was about to say, it sounded like she's in the parking lot, but why Face? That's a generation. I don't know. Mom's kind of falling into that, but I'm either a texter or...
A FaceTime or text.
I don't even call anymore. I'm just I ain't got time for the phone.
Because if I'm going to talk to you on the phone, I'm going to let everybody else hear it. I don't care. We'll be in the grocery store and be talking to each other. I literally FaceTime with Mom probably, I don't know, at least once a day. Sometimes two or three times. The other day, I just let Sophia have the phone, and she loves FaceTiming with Daddy when he's out of town right now for work. So every time I have my phone, she'll put it up to her ear. She'll go, hello. And then she'll go, blah, 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 bye-bye, and then hang up the phone. And so, she knows she's figuring out how this whole phone thing works. Well, a lot of the times, it's on FaceTime. It's not on the phone anymore. So she'll pick it up, and she knows, y'all, she's 18 months, not even 18 months. And she knows where to go on my phone, which app to open for FaceTime, and then to press. There's only, three people in there. There's Corey, Mom, and my best friend Taylor. Those are the three people, literally, the only people that are in my recent history on my FaceTime. Because those are the people I talk to every day. But she'll just press the button, and it'll ring, and she loves the sound of the FaceTime ring, and she gets all excited. And the second that anybody answers, she presses the X. She just wants to press the red X hang up button.
So
she did that yesterday morning. I thought it was funny. She had the phone, and she was calling Granberry at 7 o'clock in the morning, just calling her and hanging up, good morning. Welcome to grandmotherhood.
It's crazy how fast they pick up, especially on the iPads and stuff. They can navigate. I watch Brooks play Angry Birds. He play Angry Birds 2 on the iPad and games and the Temple Run game where
that's a good one, the Angry Birds.
Huh? Oh man, I got sucked into it after downloading it for them. I'm like, wait, I gotta feed this little hatchling and I've gotta get to this next level. I'm like on level 180 or something. I'm like, I've got to get past these stupid pigs.
Yeah.
And then we watched the Angry Birds 2 movie one night after that. I'm like addicted to this game
the
now.
The only games I have, which I need to kind of get with you to figure out what I need, but I mean, she's so young. The only games I have are puzzles. She loves puzzles. She loves reading books. And so we do lots of puzzles and lots of books. So on the iPad, I don't want her to just sit there and watch Blippi and you know, Little Baby Bum all day. Even though it's good. I think it's good. The Little Baby Bum, it's good to have music going on in the house that's kid-friendly. Because, yeah, you know, if I put on my Jay-Z or some T.I., some gangster rap or something, that would be bad. So just for them to have the music, I think it's good. And she's actually learned how to sing. She's starting to sing the ABCs. Mm-hmm. And she's learned that from Little Baby Bum. But the thing is that unless I'm sitting down and we have time where it's just me and her and we're playing and I'm like trying to teach her things, that's one thing. But she doesn't learn crap from me. She learns most of it from the Little Baby Bum. She knows how to wash her hair,
yeah,
from Little Baby Bum. She knows how to sing the ABCs. Now she knows eyes, nose, mouth. I mean, I've taught her that, but she hears it then on Little Baby Bums. You know, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, yeah, and then the eyes, mouth, whatever. So it's fun. It's like, it's good. I'm glad there's a fine line. I don't know if I'm crossing that line as far as like, should I let her have this much screen time? So people say like, oh, it's bad to let your kid have screen time. And I'm like, but it's literally me and her and the baby. And uh-huh, when Corey's at work. And so I don't want it to be silence in the house. And I mean, I talk to her. I constantly talk to her all day, but it's like,
I think at that age, her age, it's a little bit different, because I remember being in the same boat with Gaines and Brooks being as young as he was. But now for us, I can tell a difference when they wake up and immediately get on their screens or have screens in front of their faces, or if they're on their screens for a long time, their attitudes and their irritability, I think, they're just more aggravated with each other once they get off, versus just right on the other side of boredom is creativity. And so like, mm-hmm, we will literally say, y'all go find something to do. You're not having screens right now, which is totally different as far as age wise goes.
Yeah.
And they'll be, before we know it, doing like fake swimming outside and, oh, it's pool break, right, courtesy break, everybody out of the
building
pool.
Building snail houses.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And then it's like, see if we did just, it's rewarding for us to see them use their imaginations in ways, and that was the other hard part, is like not interfering with that. I'm like, God, I could go out there and like start building something for them and like say, oh, look, build a frog house, and then leave. But then that's me still stepping in and like telling them,
not letting them be creative. Yeah. Yeah, think of their own frog house to build.
Yeah, yeah, or whatever it is. And then when they do come in and tell me something, Daddy, we made a frog house, or Daddy, look, we made a snail house, I'm always like, oh, cool. What if you put a diving board on top of that snail house, too? That's how I used to do. Uh-huh. And then now I'm like, oh, cool. I love your snail house. And then they'll just run back out. And then they'll come back in and be like, Daddy, look, I put a diving board. And I didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
You know? So it's weird to adjust your thinking of like always suggesting things,
right,
to keep them active.
Because you're older and wiser, and this would, yeah, be the coolest way to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, here's a way to expand your creativity even more, and then you can. But see, as soon as I mention something, I can't get the diving board to stay right, Daddy. And it was my suggestion.
Yeah.
But now if I just say, oh, cool, I love your snail house, and just give them that affirmation,
okay,
of like how nice their snail house is, that's all they wanted. And then they come back in with a different thing. They're like, look at this diving board with machine guns off. And I'm like, whoa, that's better than I would have ever even thought of.
That's really good. That's really good advice. I'm going to start taking notes. Like, okay, let them do it on their own.
Well, yeah, it's been it's been 2 years, 3 years. Because, yeah, in the beginning it was always, and even now whenever they start to, like, get at each other and start arguing with each other,
uh-huh,
being, like, quote-unquote helicopterish, I would step in before I knew it was about to be an argument.
Yeah.
And be like, y'all stop. But now I'm just like, let them just duke it out. And they know the rules. Like, if somebody comes in and, you know, is hurt or does this or that and the other, then they don't get to play with each other. They go to the rooms. They find something to do by themselves. And so now it's funny because you hear them, like, over in the corner, like, I'm sorry, Brooks, I'm sorry. Here, you can have my fox. You can have my fox stuffed animal. Don't tell mom. You know, like,
don't tell mom.
The whole don't tell mom thing is already starting, because it's like, if we want to play together, if we want to keep playing together, and they learn to, like, work they learn to respect each other,
yeah,
a little bit more as far as the boundaries go,
Even if it's for their own selfish means. Yeah. I want to keep playing, so I have to be nice to him. But it's like, that's still good, regardless of how you get to the outcome. Like, as long as y'all are nice to each other and you play and you don't tell mom.
Right, exactly.
Like, I don't want to hear it.
And then there's other times where, like, they're, I don't know, just being crazy and jumping on the bed or jumping off the bed knowing they're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. And then Brooks, being the innocent 3-year-old, now 4-year-old, Gaines knows that she's not supposed to do this, but she even said, Brooke, they came downstairs the other day and Brooks walks up to Gaines after they were like got in trouble, or they came in both crying, Brooks wouldn't stop doing this, Gaines wouldn't stop doing this. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, what's going on? And then Brooks like walks over to Gaines and puts his hand up like this, and he thinks he's whispering. He said, remember, you said it was a secret and not to tell mommy and daddy. And we're like, oh, really?
Oh, what secret?
What were you not supposed to tell? And remember, we don't keep secrets. We keep, you know, we don't keep secrets is another thing. Like, we keep a surprise, like a birthday surprise. Uh-huh. You know, there's no secrets necessarily, because secrets are, I think, a bad thing, especially when you start getting it a little bit older. You know, if y'all want to talk to us, tell us anything, tell us and we can maybe keep it a family secret or something within our family. But like, we don't tell secrets within the family. Yeah.
What did they do?
Like jumping off the bed, like knowing they were, or throwing pillows that they weren't supposed to. Or
it's so funny that just listening to you talk about them doing that and knowing that you and I did the same thing.
I know.
Like, I remember there's so many things that we would do that would be like, all right, don't tell mom, don't tell dad, you know? But
yes.
I remember one time, and we might have told the story before on the podcast, but one time when you got your lip busted. And yeah, Cullen had to have, like, what, hundreds of stitches. I mean, his literally, Cullen's had, like, 3 or 4 plastic surgeries. I don't know if you know that. But he had to have all this plastic surgery done. Because when we were kids, we were outside playing. And this is, like, one of my biggest, I think, don't tell mom stories. But Cullen, he's ripped his face open on the chain link fence.
Yes.
And he had to have all these stitches done. And I just, as you're sitting there talking, I'm literally thinking about how one of my first memories as a kid was sitting outside in our backyard, and you're literally just gushing blood from your face, and we're trying to get our story straight before we go in and tell the parents that you need some help. Like, like, you could have, like, lost all the blood and died, like, because we're like, listen, this is what we're going to tell the parents. I was playing over there by myself, had nothing to do with this. You were over here by your own accord, and you fell on a rock, and then split your face open, and that's how that happened. Okay, so we got the story.
See,
straight,
I wonder if, like, there was a time before that where we got in trouble inside, and our parents said, "Y'all go outside and find something to do. We're trying to get some work around the house done." Mm-hmm. And so then we're like,
"It was in or out, baby."
You know, yeah. So that's why when I tell them to go outside, I'm like, "Y'all go outside and find something to do. You got a new playset. You got a, you know, whole backyard cleaned out now. Y'all can go do whatever you want to do." I'm also like looking over the corner, because I'm still like, they're only 4 and 5 now, 3 and 4, 3 and 5 at the time, and I'm like, they could still like easily get in trouble. Like, I don't want them to come in with that bloody lip, like, you know, like. And there was one day where I walked past the window. I was putting something on the grill, and I walked past the window and I saw Gaines. And she had Brooks like this, like up under his butt. And we tell her all the time, don't pick your brother up, although that's what you do when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Because I knew, like, he's so heavy or he's so wiggly that he's going to pull her over. She's not strong enough to hold him up.
They're both
blah, blah,
going
blah.
Down. Yeah.
I said, I'm not going to say anything, because there I am. I'm interacting. I'm getting in the way of their creative. And then sure enough, 30 seconds later, and I'm like kicking myself, because I'm like, if I'd have just interjected there,
where I saw it was about to go down.
I knew it was about to, and he like had a busted, like a noggin on his head, and she had a scrape on her arm. It was just like,
I don't know.
But you got to let them learn.
I always say let them learn. Like, Sophia's at this stage where she wants to climb and up on her high chair. Like, she'll be done eating and I'll take her out of the high chair, and then she runs back to it and wants to climb up it and then stand up in the seat and like wobble in it and whatever. So I'm FaceTiming with Corey the other day, and we actually get into an argument because he's like, hey, don't let her climb up on the high chair. And I'm like, she's been up there for 2 seconds. She's a professional high chair climber at this point. And I'm like, at this point, It's 2.5 feet off the ground. Let her fall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let her learn. Let her learn. And he's like, no, that's it. He does not like that idea of let him learn because he doesn't want to go to the hospital. He doesn't want to have to deal with the lesson learned. Right. You know what I mean?
Especially now, like with the COVID stuff, I'm like, I cannot afford to like
take him to the hospital. Right now,
and like even before our trip this past weekend, I was like, don't do that. I don't want you to break your arm before we go to this trip that's, you know, we got invited for, paid for.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's also a time where me and Katie were literally laying in bed one Saturday morning. We were just laying there on our phone. Saturdays are a little bit slower. We try, and Katie tries. I tend not to as much, but we try to be up out of the bed before they come downstairs because it just puts off another. It's all about like a feeling or environmental thing. And if we're up and dressed and walking around, they don't tend to want to get on their phones or their iPads or whatever and veg out. But this morning, I mean, one Saturday morning, we were like, y'all go outside and play for a few minutes. I think I heard a bumblebee fly by or something like that. They have a pet bumblebee outside named Buzzy.
Buzzy just flew by. I just saw Buzzy.
You like, quick, let's go check. Let's go check.
Get the hell outside.
Well, so we're, you know, we'll get notifications on our security cameras when they're in the driveways and this and that and the other. And nothing was popping up. And, you know, I was still half asleep. I didn't care. 10 minutes go by or whatever, and they come running back in. They smell like outside. They're sweating. And they run down the golf course like 4 houses down. Like just, but they were on an adventure. And then they were like,
Christopher Columbus over
here. I'm like, what, how irresponsible are we as parents? Like, is that a bad thing that they were like, and then Gaines was like, and then I saw a golfer about to hit a ball off the tee box, so he came running back.
Four.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, like they could have gotten hit by, because we are very aware about telling them about golfers,
golf cart,
and watch out for this and that. And so they saw one and took off running back to the house. But I'm like, what were these golfers probably thinking? Like these two little kids in their pajamas just running up the golf course at 8:30 in the morning, 9 o'clock. I don't know.
The thing is that you try to teach them and you say, okay, you can only go this far and you can only go this far. And you have like this invisible fence around your area in your home where you're allowed to go. Like when we were kids, we wanted to ride our bike and we didn't live in a very good neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so it was a dangerous neighborhood. But when you're a kid, you don't know that. You don't know you're living in a danger zone. So when dad says, hey, you can go to the end of the street because that's where I can see you, and that's it, and you have to turn around and come back. And that's as far as we were allowed to go. But, Cullen, how many times did we go around the corner?
Yeah.
And then go as fast as we could down that one street, cut across the other street, come back, that came back, and did, like, the loop that came back onto the main street that we're allowed to be on.
We would, like, time their in-and-out check-ins and be like, all right, he went back in, we got 3 minutes, go.
He went to go take a shit. You know, we got time. But, I mean, kids are going to be kids, and they're going to push those boundaries.
The first time they walked down to where we couldn't see them, we never said, like, don't. This was, like, a different day. This was just, like, me and Katie were both, like, I was, like, I don't see them. I don't hear them. I hope they're okay. I hope they didn't fall into a creek down there or whatever the case may be. But then I did see them, and then they saw that we saw them, and you could just tell that they were, like, don't tell mom that we came this far. And, you know, they were having their little moment where they were having a story.
Uh-huh.
But, so me and Katie were like, don't get mad at them. We said that to ourselves. We're like, don't get mad at them. Just ask them what they did. Uh-huh. They told us about their adventures, about how they stepped in some mud puddles. And we're like, okay, cool. And then if it happens again, or, you know, next time they want to go out and play, we're going to suggest, well, how about this time y'all, I know last time y'all went that far. How about this time y'all just go this far?
And then they probably look at each other like, how did they know we
so
went
you
there?
Don't,
did
like,
you tell her? Did I?
Yeah.
You know, like,
so they don't feel shamed
you
or whatever.
You told on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't know. I mean, all the times when we were growing up and all the things that we did and the don't tell moms and all that stuff, I mean, I'm just surprised that your kids are still alive. No, really, though, if y'all move out of this house and y'all go to a different neighborhood, one of the things I love about our neighborhood is that it's on a cul-de-sac. And so it's like we can say, okay, when you come out of the house, you can go right, but you can't go left. Like, because right goes to the cul-de-sac. And we know the neighbors. And so we know enough of the neighbors that, like, if they're down at the end of the cul-de-sac, somebody's eyes are on them. You know what I mean? We got lots of kids in the neighborhood, lots of kids out there playing. It's like somebody knows that that's my kid. They belong to me. Whereas where you are now, it's kind of wooded. There's not sidewalks. There is the golf course that they can just run down. Like, I feel like when my kids are your age, are their age, I'm going to want to just go buy a big piece of land, a big piece of flat land, fence it in, and then call it a day. Like, I don't even, like, I don't know if I even want to still be here with sidewalks and the neighbors, because it's just like, they've got so much energy. You just want to be like, go outside and play, and then not have to worry about them running off or getting into trouble. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's going to be interesting. And by then, they're probably going to be wearing masks and,
don't say that, Cullen. Things are going to get better. Things are going to get better. What do you think? What do you think is better though? Like the girl's age or your kid's age? I got 18 months.
You're not really going to be able to. You've got two. You have two under. Months. You have two under two for the next
2 years.
2 years. Like, you've got two under two for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's going to be
four more months
when they hit that.
No. 4 months and a year and 4 months.
Yeah.
That they're going to be two under three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We were just talking about it this weekend, how four is a great age because they are past the terrible, quote unquote, terrible twos. They're past the three-nager.
Okay.
Where they just.
So what's four supposed to be?
Four is just like the adorable, like, I finally kind of figured a little bit of stuff out. I know how to articulate what I want. I know what I do want. I can put my shirt on by myself.
Right. You can pee and poo in the toilet.
Yeah, I can do all these things. I'm a little more independent. And then when you pair that with a five-year-old, just a year older. It's like helping. Well, just for 2 years.
It can help, though.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's nice. You're not really going to know how good. I mean, it's going to be really good in the next 2 years.
It's like, getting really bad.
Yeah? How's it? So,
just Sophia, she's just testing my limits already.
See, yeah. She's
like, I feel like she's already in the terrible twos. Like, and she, she doesn't like something, she will scream and she will let you know, baby. But then the next second, she's like laughing at the cutest thing you've ever seen in your life. So, I mean, I don't know. I love this. I love the little baby age.
As Lily gets a little bit older, though, I think, see, so it's still so new to Sophia and she's still figuring it all out.
What's your favorite, though, so far? Your age groups or mine?
I'd say mine, just because of, like,
no more diapers.
The taste of this weekend being at the water park and in that cabana and just being like, we are so close to just being able to sit in here by ourselves and let the kids go play and tell them to come back at a certain time. They can almost tell time, like, you know, Gaines can like look at a clock and be like
1 year away, I think.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Not really, but it is just, you get a little taste of it, a little tease of like, oh, we're so close. And I just can't imagine, like,
to go back to
this. Remember how stressful it was that first time we went with Brooks, not being able to touch, not being able to put his face under and those type of things.
I keep suggesting things to Corey, like, we're about to go to the lake next month, hopefully, if all goes right. But like, we're gonna rent a pontoon boat. We have, you know, two little girls. We're hoping that maybe y'all would come out for the day and mom and Stan come out. But like, I keep wanting to plan these trips and to go do these things, and he just looked at me the other day. He goes, sweetheart, you just gotta face reality. We're not doing shit for the next 3-4 years. Like, we're just not gonna be able to have any fun for a little while. Like, it's just gonna be, because it's too hard. Like, even just going to the pool with Granberry with her, she just wants to run, and it's like, you can't for a second take your eyes. She doesn't know how to swim yet. Well, you just can't.
No.
It's just not even fun. No. So it's like, he's like, just forget about going on any pools. Forget about going anywhere that's anything dangerous is happening. Just forget
it's
about
it. It's also a good learning. Like, you can't just not do stuff. You know, like, you gotta, for your own sanity, do stuff. But Gaines was on, I can't remember the actual total count, but before she was 3 or something, we went on, like, she had been on 40 something flights or something like that.
That's craziness.
And that's including layover. Like, it's just, we were like, and that's kind of like what took a toll on our marriage. And
no wonder y'all don't want to have any more kids. All that packing, and I can't even go to Walmart with two. I just started doing the drop where you go when they put the groceries in your car thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Why have I not been doing this before? Because to take two out, it's just like, one was hard enough. Now I got both of them. It's like, I'm just, if I want to go somewhere, forget about it. I tried to take them to the water park the other day, to the splash pad. By myself, Corey's out of town, both girls, I think I told you this.
Yeah.
And I pack everybody up, and I get the sunscreen and the diapers and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? And I'm like, mentally, you have to prepare for it. I mean, it's an all-day event just to get out the door. And we get out of the door, we get to the splash pad, closed.
Ugh.
what? I was so sad. Like, my spirit was broken. Colin. Yeah. I was just like, I'm never going anywhere again.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's where it's so hard. And even now when I go to the store or something, I ask Katie if I need to take one or the other. Like, yeah. just to have one and not both together is a relief for her or me, like, even if she goes to the store. But then when you ask them, you kind of, if you word it incorrectly or you word it differently, I'm like, you want to go to the store with me? No. And then I look at Katie and I'm like, well, sorry. I guess I'm going to head to the store with myself.
No, you got to say, like, hey, pack it up. You're coming with me.
Yeah, no, it just depends on how you word it. But, most of the time, Brooks is like, yeah, let's go. Wow. But even still, like, getting him in and out of the car seat, I'm like, God, he's still got to buckle. Gaines can buckle herself now. She can help buckle Brooks and unbuckle Brooks. Yeah. So just those little things that you don't even realize. I couldn't imagine going back to the baby stage.
That's why I kind of want to go ahead and get the rest of them out of the way. Like, I want more kids. I know for a fact I want more. And I told Corey, he was like, well, how do you even know? Like, Lily's just got born. You know, how do you even know that two's too much or whatever? And I was like, no, because I know that this stage that she's in right now, this tiny squishy, she's just now getting fat. Like, the little ooh and ah and noises and, like, just, I know I am not done with that stage. Because she's going out. She's flying out of it too fast already.
Really?
She's just now chunky. She's 2 months old. And I'm like, no. I just know in my heart. Like, there's no way I'm done.
You got the maternal instinct.
Yeah, there's no way I'm done. So it's like, God, I want to go ahead and bang it out, you know? And just like, okay, if I'm going to be stuck at home for the next few years, like, let's make it 4 years instead of three. You know? Like, let's just go ahead and... But then it's like,
let her get a little more independent, like a little more.
Then I'm like, should I wait?
Yeah.
So Sophia can help me a little. Like, she can bring me the diaper or go bring me the bottle or like fend for herself so I can do the other two. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Y'all leave it in the voice memo in the comments and the DM us and let us know what you think, if I should just go for it or what.
You mean like a moving to Utah here or something?
I'm gonna need to stay a little closer to y'all. I mean, moving down the street from you. Like, hey, can y'all please help me?
Gosh.
What did I do?
Yeah, we owe you, by the way. Thanks for keeping the dogs. I was going to say earlier.
Anytime.
You know, we will let Sophia spend the night. She needs to come to have the party. I don't know. Are you
worried.
Done with her? I mean, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm totally worried. I'm more worried, more than her getting the coronavirus at y'all's house, I'm more worried that she's going to be antisocial and weird because she can't go around other... Like, there is... Daycares aren't... I'm
has
not going to let her
Has
go
she
to
spent
daycare.
The night away from you, though?
Yeah.
Like, with Granberry or with somebody else? But
When I had the baby.
Oh, that's
for
right.
For the two nights because she couldn't come to the hospital.
Okay. Yeah, because we're like, we should just keep Sophia for a night, let her spend the night, and like let y'all have just a night with just Lily.
The little one, yeah.
Yeah, and
sleeps.
Look at those oohs and ahs.
Hey, y'all heard it, folks. You can't reneg on that now. Y'all heard it. That is happening.
Yeah,
so
we'll do that.
I'm taking you up on it too, buddy. Don't think I won't. I'm not going to be polite. Like, oh yeah, you just say that to be nice. No, you said
our kids would love it too. They'd be like, oh, I want to put her to bed.
Yeah, I want her to be social. I want her to hang out and play. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to us. Just talk life and hope you're all being safe and, you know, you're washing your hands and wearing your masks. And tell us in the comments, tell us on the voice memos what you are planning to do for this school year, if your schools where you're at are reopening, if they're not, and how you feel about it.
Oh, man. Good luck.
Good luck, everybody.
Luck.
We'll see you on the next week's podcast. And thanks again for listening and for watching.
Don't tell Mom. Peace.